Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Live and direct.
Coming to you, them quarantine boys.
Holla at ya, boy.
It's me, Van Red. Everybody introduce yourselves, man.
It's your boy, Ty Johnson. Hellboy Honcho. Mountaineer Man.
Good wine. Good wine on deck.
Good wine. Good wine.
Good. Got the wine on deck. Got the poppy Riesling with the mango seltzer.
Oh man. You
know oh man.
Mango sitting at the bottom of that glass.
Nice little spritzer.
Spritzers like, all summer.
Living like a North Shore Long Island housewife.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. How are ya?
Taking that Tyler, in your Tyler, camera Tyler, bag. Tyler,
yeah, I know. Like he's definitely off a Xanax or two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I gotta drive my kids to soccer practice.
On his way to Bed Bath and Beyond. I feel you.
The coupons don't expire.
I have a BOGO coupon
from like 4 years ago. It's in my wallet.
Still valid.
Is in my wallet. Yo,
it's your boy Rios, man. You already know the wild Puerto Rican got the razor under the motherfucking tongue.
Yeah.
Mr. 40 ball baby on deck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to talk about that shit too, man.
Oh, yeah,
had you under pressure.
Son, we'll talk about yeah.
Oh,
we
got to talk about that. Holy
yeah. Yo, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, man.
Oh, yo, listen, it's your boy J Bobby. You know me, but you don't know me, so leave me alone. Let's get it.
Right, man. So listen, how y'all boys doing, man?
Listen, man, we back, you know. Quarantine, you know, we haven't done this in a while. We towards the end of this shit. We almost home, almost at the finish line. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
But I'm going crazy at this point. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm overthinking.
I am spiraling, nigga.
Like I can't do anything. I don't want to read no books. I don't want to watch nothing, nigga. I just want to go outside, bro. At this point, bro.
I feel you.
I'm in the crib doing push-ups like Batman when he got in the cave and shit.
With Bane broke his shit.
Yo, deadass, it was this week I realized, yo, I'm really going crazy. Like, I didn't realize how much it was affecting me, but I had to do the math kind of like for the last like 6 years at least, I was spending at least like 6 days out of the 7 days a week out of my crib doing something. Like, right. I'm outside for like at least 8 hours moving around, like doing something. To a complete halt for 2 months.
Just complete like, stop. Out of nowhere, too. Stop.
Like, anytime I would do music or any type of work, right, it was outside of my house, right? And if I hung out, it was outside of my house. It was separate. My home was separate from all that other shit that I had to do. Now all of that is together. Now all of that is in one place. So it wasn't until this week, bro, like, that shit piled on me. And then... like I had a breaking point. I was just like, yo, I'm going fucking crazy. Like I just snapped, son. This shit is ridiculous. Guy, free me, nigga. Free me.
Free me, nigga. Let me out.
I know for me, I realized I was going nuts like last week, man. Because like usually I like same with Tyler, I do things outside of my house. I keep my home life separate and I keep my like outside life outside. So I'm home usually, you know, probably like where I'm mainly home throughout the day, like probably one day out the week.
Maybe like so, Sunday.
Yeah. Know? Like, you know what I'm saying? So like the fact that I've been home this whole time, you know what I'm saying? It's just I've been going crazy. I've really been going crazy. So like I decided I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to go for a hike. So I went to Alley Pond Park, went for a hike. I walked the whole trail too. Like that 6 mile trail. I finished it, did all that shit. Like it felt good too. Cause like it was outside.
That's you know what fine.
I'm saying? But like, you're still social distancing, still practicing the guidelines, but it was like, yo, like I'm outside somewhere doing something. So it felt good doing that.
Nah, that's real, man. I feel like this shit's kind of like been making me revert to like childhood shit. Like, nigga, I'm about to buy a bike. I've been coloring, nigga. Like, like I'm about to get, yeah, like, I feel like I'm referring back to like middle school type shit, man.
I'm dead.
Listen, man, just, I say that to say this. We've been doing all this in the crib and I'm seeing niggas outside on Instagram.
Niggas been on Instagram heavy. Everybody had a fucking barbecue, fucking house party. And you know what's wild? Half the time, these people are inside of like a 3-room apartment. Like not 3-bedroom, 3-room apartment. Like, and there's like 15 people. It's, we out, say we outside. 15 people packed inside there because they can't go outside because everybody wants to be around somebody. So it's just like,
I see like 20 niggas in one spot and they look hot in there. So I was like, yo.
And yo, I saw 20 niggas in one spot. Them niggas was sweating. I know you wasn't having fun. Come on. Yeah.
I don't know if you niggas follow anybody from Texas, but them niggas is like in clubs having parties. Like I'm seeing like bitches.
They've been outside since last month.
Yo, them niggas is out there wilding, bro.
Them niggas about to die at an extraordinary rate.
That yo, shit is- so. I had this, like I said, I had this theory. I was talking about this before. I said, what if this shit is like the chicken pox or like shingles, to where it's like, all right, you got it. So you just have it at this point. So you don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And we and you kind of have to like spread immunity.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, because like that's why they're giving out the test. Because if you had it already, that means you can't get it or spread it. So it's just like, it's like, all right, whatever. But like I've heard niggas go back into remission of the Rona. I don't really know. All this shit doesn't make any sense.
And I feel like nobody really knows. Be honest.
Exactly. I feel like we just it's gonna get bad. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. But like at this point, it's kind of like I tell niggas, I was like, there's nothing you can do to avoid this. It's all about how you reopen. And then, like, on top of that, it's more so it's like, you can say you want to stay in the house forever. That's cool. But, like, it's either that or niggas going to be homeless because niggas ain't going to have no jobs. The economy is going to crash. Like, it's going to get real nasty regardless either way. So it's just like, if the best you can do is try to protect yourself the best way you can. And then, like, it just is what it is until the vaccine come out.
And my thing is with the whole new normal. I mean, restaurants are also like adjusting to the whole new normal thing. I mean, there's a restaurant in Harlem that like kind of has bubbles in the booth. So I feel as if like, yeah, let's say if the second wave comes, I think they're going to be more prepared. So I think this is just like, all right, the cautionary tale of what to do. And then if we get that second wave, it's going to be like, all right, the second wave is here. Here's how we're going to adjust and stuff like that. So it's
this is wild. They said in 2020 we were supposed to have flying cars. Nigga, we living like Bubble Boy. This shit is insane. This shit is insane.
Nigga, we in the quiet place, nigga.
Yeah.
Yo, this shit is fucking, what is that? Bird Bath? What was that fucking movie?
Bird Box. But this is real life contagion, though, because Contagion, they really didn't find a cure for it. They just had to live and manage with the shit. So it's kind of like the same premise of it. It's just, all right, now we have to get used to what the whole new normal is. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing. How are we going to adjust to the whole new normal? And that to me, psychologically is going to fuck everybody up.
Yo, this is going to be something that is going to affect not only the next 10 years, but I mean, not only in the next like 5 years, but the next 10 years, and not only the next 10, but the next 20, because you have to think about the generation of kids who are growing up in this, who are basically 5 years old, 6 years old, and they're going to be living for the next however many years with the idea that you walking outside with a mask is normal. Like having a pair of gloves on you at all times when you're touching things is normal. Like bubbles over the boobs and shit like that. Like that's normal.
Imagine going back to school and shit. Like how that's gonna be for them.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Because you have to think, school is more than just education. It's also social. So a lot of these kids are getting their social skills from being close to other kids and hanging out with kids, playing with kids. A lot of parents are not going to be like, yo, I don't know if that kid's parents had the Rona or not. So, right, you know, right. I may not be able to go over there for a play date. You know what I mean? It's going to be a lot of different things, and it's going to be interesting and wild to see exactly how this shit unfolds. It's like life will really never be the same. Like, that's...
Yeah, man.
That's like,
shit is forever altered.
Forever altered.
But yeah, man, what y'all niggas want to talk about, man? A lot of shit going on in the world.
Vashti.
Oh, man.
Vashti, she got married in a do-rag, right?
Yeah, and some Air Force Ones.
Oh, no.
Some, her man's had on some. He had on mids.
Pack it up.
But the thing is, like, the TL, like, it was crazy because the TL was kind of like making fun of her and shit. I mean, granted, it was like the whole aesthetic of the shit was just stupid to me. But like, it's true. But like, my boy, like my son Tash P made a valid point. He goes, "Yo, a lot of y'all bashing Vashti and her man, but we unseen y'all at the Dollar Pizza slice spot on Delancey." You know what I'm saying? Doing questionable things that Dr. Umar would be discouraged by.
Right.
Oh,
I mean, listen, I say that to say this, man. It's a lot of things. Vashti, it's funny because I was like, nigga, who doesn't like Vashti? I was like, the internet turned on her, but it turns on everybody. And then the second thing, I was like, I get this, because at first it was like, oh, Vashti's for the culture. She's wearing a do-rag and she got married with the two forces. Oh my God, whatever. So then I was like, and then like, I really sat and looked at that pic for like a good maybe 15 minutes. And I'm like, this is fucking whack. Because I was like, if my wife would have pulled up in some shit like that, then I would have been very livid. Now, listen, I like the occasional white dress. You feel me? You know, I like my woman very sexy. So, you know, you go spend that money, buy that expensive dress, look good. You feel me?
You wasn't respecting the Air Forces.
No, yeah. I would have not gotten married that day.
I would like pack it up, yo. We doing this. You doing this another day? We about to do this in the privacy of our bedroom because, like, you obviously don't know how to act in public. No.
That's the thing. I don't get why they just didn't push it back. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like bro, like, we're in dire circumstances right now.
This couldn't have been a surprise.
She tried to get a fit off. That's all it was.
In the middle of her wedding. How you doing? Yo,
niggas getting married on Zoom, B.
Yo, how you get your wedding shoes from Fight Club?
She bought them shits with a coupon code. Nigga. Well, but the thing is, I got them Jimmy Jazz.
You know why though? Because motherfuckers is on the Twitter slandering Chelsea boot niggas so much that they think that you just gotta wear sneakers everywhere.
I say whatever sneakers.
Niggas don't know boots.
niggas bully the hell out of the Chelsea boot niggas. They got the mad.
That shit is the funniest shit ever because like. Now I don't like the Chelsea boot shit because it's like weird to me now. But at the same time, it's just kind of like I feel like that type of shit made like streetwear niggas insecure about themselves. Like I feel like that because like no homo, the niggas be trying to wear that looking like mad attractive for the females, and niggas just like throw on sweats every day. It's like yo, fuck that.
Nah, you know what it was, yo? Because we know I'm a streetwear nigga, so. I remember I'm at a brunch. I'm like, yo, why are niggas wearing these stupid ass fucking... This was like 2014, mind you. Mm. I'm like, bro, why are these niggas wearing these pilgrim ass shoes, dog? Like, and I'm just...
With the Mayflower hats on.
To be fair, the hat thing was Future's fault. So that's off rip.
Future Pharrell, bro. I feel like Future Pharrell ruined it.
Future them niggas were doing the shoe shit, so niggas wanted to dress like that. The other thing is, I really feel like that type of shit, like the brunch and the whole atmosphere, that was really some like college shit. Like, you feel not brunch? I'm talking about like how brunch has turned into like this show shit. Like
you know an event almost.
Yeah. Because like, that's like, it's mad like college niggas, is mad sorority women and things like that. So it's just like, if you went away to school or you've seen that like culture and shit like that, it's the same shit. Like, you feel me? Right. So like, being somebody that's went away and seen that shit is used to it, but like a nigga that's not around that type of shit, he come like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, nah, man, that shit was wild. I couldn't believe that shit.
I'm getting married in my 40 Below Timberland boots, man.
Oh man. You getting married at Eden Wall, nigga?
Yeah, bro. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to throw my 40 B's. You know,
Rio's gonna get married in front of the Ravenswood projects, nigga.
Yeah, throw my 40 B's, Yankee fitted, my a snow beach polo.
Nah, this nigga gonna have him and his best men in fitteds.
Bro, oh, you know that's happening.
Honestly, that might happen.
Custom patches.
Yo, I'm gonna hit you with the Larry David.
Yeah, man. Nah, niggas turned on Vashti quick. That shit was hilarious.
Well, I mean, listen. To be fair, I mean, was she really for the culture though?
Oh, I mean, nah, you potted now.
No, listen.
No, Bobby, let him get it off.
Nah, you potted now, though.
Bobby, let it get it off.
Listen, man. I mean, I've heard her DJ.
And
yo, Van, you know Van.
She's on that bitch like Chanel Jeffries.
Yo, listen. Yeah, man. Yo, she was in that joint. I'm like, this is kind of shaky, man. We heard them blends, Manji. And I'm just like,
ugh. Nah, man. All right, now, Bobby.
See, y'all thought I was going to bug out.
Hold on. Very bizarre.
Listen, there's a couple of things. There's layers to it. You know, I always break things down to threes. Listen, the first thing is that she's a product of pretty privilege, right? You feel me? She's very, very attractive. So basically, correct. Back in the day, like, niggas just liked her style. So when you do that, you got the Tumblr look. You feel me? She was Tumblr before Tumblr.
Vashti might be the first influencer, bro.
Yeah.
It's Kim Kardashian.
Talk about it. She had a collab with Jordan.
Keeping for white women. God
no,
damn.
But it's Kim Kardashian.
And listen,
I'm talking about streetwear.
Streetwear influencer. Yes.
Wait. Who did he try to give it to?
That's her.
Who did he try to give it to?
No. He said
influencer, and I said that's Kim K. That's like the first.
But we're talking about the culture right now.
I'm talking about niggas.
Okay, no. Kim K is not the first influencer. No, Vashti's the first streetwear influencer. Yes, she
Kim K is not the first influencer. Period. Though, if you're trying to jack that, because even Paris Hilton came before Kim K. Paris Hilton walked so Kim K could run.
But
Kim is the biggest.
She's the biggest. She's Michael Jordan of the shit.
Right.
All right. Cool. Second thing is like Vashti is like. First of all, Vashti's from Albany, so like people don't really know that. So like her culture is kind of different, like because at the end of the day, like the city, like that, it wasn't, and Albany's like upstate. It's not like one of those like Yonkers, Westchester type things. Like Albany's upstate, so
they got farmland. Like,
yeah.
All right, cool. Then maybe it's just that, but she's been somebody that's been in the streetwear game for a minute. Cool. The third thing is why I hate Twitter now, because Twitter niggas wake up and find the most random shit to complain about and put it in a thread, and niggas will think because 5,000 random fucking people in the world will agree with them that they think that they're right. And listen, 5,000 is not really a lot when you spread out the whole world, bro. And like my thing is like this, fam, I woke up today and a nigga was mad about, I remember in the wood, right? The girl that plays Stacy's sister.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, like, you know, she grows up to be Sanaa Lathan, basically, right?
Right.
The nigga was mad because they picked Sanaa Lathan to be the older girl instead of the original younger girl, right? Nobody in the cast stayed the same. Everybody changed.
Everybody changed.
But he made a whole thread mad about that. And I was just like...
Niggas gotta learn how to ignore some shit, because that's crazy.
I'd be ignoring it, but I see it.
Not you. I'm just saying in general. No, like,
in general.
Yeah.
And like, as I'm at the point, like, I love Twitter. Like, and like, I feel like I've been in a funk because I was like, I can't even tweet now. But like, even like now, it's just like, it's really not fun no more. Niggas is just bitching and complaining about everything. And like,
because we're not.
But you have to think, Twitter was made to be a platform for thoughts and opinions. So everybody, and that's one thing that everybody has. Like, you can have an Instagram account. That doesn't mean that you could take a good picture. But you can get your thoughts off. Anybody can get a sentence off. You know what I mean?
So, the internet made everybody feel important.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Twitter is a
sense of self-entitlement.
Right.
But the thing about Twitter is, like, the reason why being that it's people's opinions and everyone's opinions, you will always be able to find somebody with a similar opinion. So there's always going to be a sense of community. That's why people love Twitter, because there's always somebody that relates to you, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, people live in certain communities of things. So the nigga that said this Annihilation thing, his community of Twitter is completely different from our community of Twitter. Like, have you ever fallen into like a K-pop wormhole, like on Twitter? It just pops up like
how did I end up here? Like
she got like 15,000 retweets. Like, these niggas is going crazy for this person. But
listen, this shit, man, is insane. I'm in the process of unfollowing so many people. Like,
you follow a fucking stupid amount of people. Yeah, I don't understand how you see it.
But like, that shit is coming to an end. And you know, I'm about to say something real problematic. Listen, I'm tired of following these women because I'm tired of some of their opinions. So,
oh, damn.
Yo, as I quote Bernie Sanders, the American people are tired of women.
How Justin told Rios to chill and then let that off.
See? Yeah.
I'm getting problematic. I'm locked in the house. I'm going crazy. So I'll retract this thing. Listen. But like, for instance, it's like.
Yeah, this nigga just gonna blame it on his sanity. He just gonna say the wildest shit in the world. Yeah,
about like, it, right?
It's the wrong thing.
It's the wrong thing.
Do you want to follow Bernice on Twitter?
No,
that's why you follow her on Instagram only.
No, that's my point. That's what I feel like I've been doing, and I need to stop, and I need to.
Follow all the Bernice.
Some of them just gotta be seen and not heard.
That's true. Yo,
Jesus.
Yes.
And I want to stop.
Some of them.
You know the biggest problem with Twitter too is the age gaps. People need to stop fighting with people that have I'm 19 in my bio, because you might be 30 or even shit, you might be 26 and you might be arguing with an 18, 19 year old.
And like, that person going stupid on you. That person saying the most wild shit in the book because they don't have no filter.
They hand you a new slang you don't know.
Yeah, and you really getting offended because you don't even understand.
And they be saying this shit because they be young, and like a lot of times I'll see shit, like especially girls will say it, and like they're younger, and I'm like, I get it. That's how that age group. That's how they're thinking. That's how they're supposed to think. You feel me? But like, I just ignore it. But like niggas be really it'd be like, yo, y'all really don't date niggas. I like y'all. Like, it'd be a 30.
Bro, she's 18, bro. On
an 18-year-old like.
Yeah, like I can't believe nigga did
bro,
this
she was
to
born
me.
In 2001. Come on, G.
Like, come on, bro. She even remember 9/11, bro.
Yeah.
Yo. That Jay-Z album go registered to you like it registered to me.
Her first Jay-Z album was Blueprint 3.
I'm like, come on. Yo.
Like, come on.
To her, Jay-Z's that old nigga. Come on now.
Yeah, bro.
Beyonce's husband. Come on.
Yeah, you gotta niggas on Twitter be wildin'. You can't be arguing with kids, man.
You can't argue with anybody that doesn't remember.
Yo, look, the thing is, you know what I do? You know what I do? I'll say some shit and I'll watch the madness happen, bro.
Yeah, Real's been on a all star run. This whole
quarter. Yo, just bro. Fucking letting it burn and just like,
been letting the TL burn in hell, bro. Just been letting it burn. And the thing is too, it's better when you don't say nothing. It's just better when you don't say nothing. Cause you're like, oh, this motherfucker.
You just gotta throw it there and then walk away.
I can't wait for the Rios story to pop up on my timeline. Why Rios is a problem?
It's coming.
It's bro, on the way.
Bro, the thing is, it's just like, bro, I be chilling.
Why
bro.
Popeye biscuit? Why Popeye biscuit?
Popeye biscuit.
Bro, but the thing is, I be chilling, bro. And
no, you don't.
You don't be chilling. Stop the cap. I be bro. Chilling. No. Wait, no. He's right. He be chilling to what he could possibly be saying. And
no,
because
the thing is,
say. But to societal standards and what normal niggas say, he is not.
He's not chilling now at all.
No, because the thing is, no, because sometimes, no. Because no pun intended, sometimes this shit just be low-hanging fruit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I gotta get them.
Not all fruit it's just too picked. Easy.
Adam and Eve, not all fruit needs to be picked, my brother.
Right. But not all fruit. No, but like the thing is, I don't argue with people on Twitter. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'll never. I've done that before, but I've never done like, yeah.
That is so funny.
No, because the thing is, I remember one time.
Wait, ain't this you?
I did that.
Let's compare.
Bro. See, the thing is, the whole let's compare and the is this you thing, it wins every time.
You can't lose.
So undefeated. It's just like my nigga, I'll drop that and I'll be like, bruh. And if you're like, oh, you got the nerve to type my name and the thing in a social bar, I'm like, nigga, yes, to prove how much of an idiot you are. Like, of course. And the thing is too. My fault. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Save your last point.
The thing is, too, is like, yo, I know you said some stupid shit in the past before, so I'm going to pull that up again. So it's like, my nigga.
This nigga's the Joker, bro. He's the Joker.
So, but think about, so on the topic of Rios, man, you're froze up like a popsicle, nigga.
Yo, bro, listen. Yo, man. All right. Listen.
Niggas put the Gary like Payton defense on him.
Bro, I wasn't ready for that. I was like, shit. Cause it was going smooth. It was going fine. It was going.
Can you give them some context? Give us some context. What's happening?
So I'll give y'all context. So I was on Carry Champions Instagram Live. It was like 2 weeks ago. It was about 2 weeks ago, right? Right, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, at this point.
So shit was going smooth. You know, I ain't gonna say who told me to get on there. Shout out to the person who told me to get on there. But I got on there, did my thing. So she asked me what my Instagram name
What's
was.
What's your thing? You said you did your thing. What is your thing?
Bro, the thing is, yo, I said what I had to say. I just said what I had to say. I have a 757 credit score. Bro, huh? What happened?
I have a 757 credit score.
I do. Yo, I had to get.
That's a great credit score. That's a great credit score. But I'm just.
Let me borrow some points, nigga.
So the thing is, she asked my Instagram. She asked what that name meant. I'm not going. We know what that name means.
I was waiting on it. I was like, he gonna drop the 40.
The thing is, I
probably knows.
She probably that's does.
Hey, she probably knows. And she was like, oh, this nigga's nasty. I like it.
I love how like Rios explains his stories because like it's not as good as about how I'm about to tell it.
Yo, Rios be explaining his stories like he's a superhero.
Listen, I'll commend you because you got in there, you feel me? And facts. I was supposed to go on, but I wasn't confident enough right now with the situation. So
with the hell,
and that's before I even painted my walls, nigga. So I was like, I'm not doing that.
Oh yeah,
I just noticed your walls
are blue on the wall.
So basically, so he went on. You know, he was talking to them. You know, and skipping through a point, he got to the point where he's like, "Oh, let me give you my credentials." So he starts giving his credentials. And he only has one fucking credential. And then he's like, yeah, my credit score is 757. All right, cool. Then he says.
She asked if I had kids. Like, I was like, no kids.
But then you fucking was like, oh, I'm in between jobs.
You never lead with that. Isn't that honesty?
Isn't that what women want?
No. What you say, you are an ambitious young man, and you are weighing different opportunities right now.
No. Nigga, you a nigga that lie all the time.
Right.
And you be lying unprovoked.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what you should have done. You should have been like, yeah, I have no kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm college educated. I had my own show on Overtime. You can go check that out right now. J. Bobby and Rios. I am media talent. I do different things in the media world, just like you. I'm involved in sports, podcasts. I talk my shit.
J. Bobby's a professor with that afro.
Nigga, it sounded like you was ready.
Give you 101.
I was ready. But after the thought.
I just got caught off guard.
Then, here's the thing where you fuck up. If you don't know, Rios' name is 40 Ball Baby, right? I'll let you, boy. So that 40. Is based off a song that's talking about providing $40 for a woman. Yeah. So So
providing $40 for a woman.
Yes.
So the lady that he's on his like online dating with and Carrie, what does that name mean? And he's just like, that motherfucker,
Damn.
Bro, all you had to do was be like, yo, bro, 40 Bull Baby is based off a legendary rap song by a legendary rapper. So I chose that. That's all you had to do is get out clean.
And then she would have been like, what song? What legendary rapper?
You
should have
just told her.
You should have said E-40. You should have said E-40.
Nah, you should have said 40 Bull because she wasn't going to check on the spot. Like she would have
seen after.
She wouldn't even look. She would have been like, all right, it's cool. And then you would have went about your business.
I know Rios is a scumbag mode.
That would have been jokes.
But Rios got the Calvin glasses on. Scumbag mode activated.
Yo, this nigga had his fleece on. He looked like a not even Puerto Rican, Dominican guy from the Bronx. My name.
I was just watching that live.
Nigga had a flower shirt on. I was like, oh my god.
I seen that shit randomly.
Shorty was like,
"Carry champion with 40 Bull Baby." I was like, oh god.
I was like, what's going on here? Honestly, this must be a typo.
My favorite Instagram live was me and Zach Fox. That might be your best one.
That was
my favorite Instagram live.
Because you look like you could be his little brother.
No, but the thing is too though, me and Zach Fox went on Instagram live, we were just cutting each other's ass to the point where like me and him, it got dark. It got mad.
It was like a 10-minute roast session, bro.
It got dark. Like I
them niggas were flirting with each other.
In their own way, right?
Brio's about to say, honestly, I got a little hard. He's like, I got a little snippy.
Nah, he didn't know. He called me RuPaul before he goes into drag. And then I'm like, damn, nigga. I had to hang up. It was a funny time though. That was a funny situation. Shout out Zach Fox. Shout out Carrie Champion. Let's just say I did achieve the objective though.
Shout, that's all that matters, nigga.
I did so that's all that matters.
Jordan Rose. Jordan Rose.
You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another.
But he said, if you don't want to play that way, then don't play that way.
So let's segue into that shit, man. The Last Dance, people. So it's obviously over. So what are y'all thoughts on it? If y'all finished it,
I missed the first six episodes. I can't front.
What are you doing on Sundays?
Honestly,
six episodes. We had nothing to do.
it was like 3 weeks. It was two episodes a week. I was just doing other shit during the time. I can't front. But
nigga,
I was
down a pen and a pad.
I can't I kept seeing people talk about it. I was like, all right, I'm tired of missing out. Those last four episodes, though, that shit was amazing. They really painted Michael Jordan to be the greatest man of all time.
Every
championship season, he had some heartbreaking story, and shit was insane.
Can I come clean?
What?
Yeah, good.
The Last Dance was all right.
Thank you.
It was all right.
Hold up now, big fellow.
I'm gonna explain why. Because if you are a basketball nigga, a nigga that knew what was going on, the half of this shit that you already knew for the most part, right? And then it was like a nostalgia part, but I feel like it didn't have to be 10 fucking pieces.
I agree with that.
You got 10 pieces of content, right? And then the problem is like you kept going, like it'd be random shit, and the nigga would just have like flashbacks. And he would go to like 1993 for some shit that was like irrelevant.
The editing was choppy. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? Like shit that didn't make sense. And then you just be like, oh, how the fuck did we get here? Or it'd be like little shit that just didn't make sense. Like it was like, oh, like when Shorty was like, Mike look exhausted. And it reminded me of the time in 1993. And I'm like, yo, why? We were here already. Like, why? This is about the last season. Like, I get it. But like, you had that time to build that up. Then we're in the 10th episode, right? And like, that was probably the best because, like, you saw, like, the sequence of basketball and, like, niggas just getting to the point. Like, the whole time, it was just like, yo, that guy said, "Yo, what up, Mike?" And then Mike went and was like, "That's all he needed." And like, yeah. It was just like,
"Yo, Dad, Mike said, you fuck know, you and drop 40. Yeah, it's like that fueled me. Anytime someone even did something slightly unfriendly to fucking it's Michael Jordan, this man drop 40 on their mom. It's like, why, my nigga? He's like, that was all I needed.
I will say I like the character profile episodes, like the one on Scotty and like Dennis Rodman. I thought those were great.
Like the thing is with that Bulls team, it's because there's two phases of the Bulls team, so they kind of had to like. I get the flashbacks, though. The flashbacks were necessary because it's everything. Everything has to lead up to that point, so I get the whole going back and forth thing, right? So my issue with the Bulls doc was. I wanted it to be more team-based. You know what I'm saying? Like, granted, most of us know if you're a sports nerd, you already know Jordan's story already. And and Pippen's story. I wanted to know about the other guys, like Steve Kerr and fucking like.
Nah, I just enjoyed the Rodman shit, man. I ain't gonna hold you.
I wanted more Dennis Rodman too.
Yeah, me too.
Steve Kerr got his own episode, but like I feel like let's keep it clean. Like I feel like I do agree it should have been more spread out. Went into like the doc, you knew it was centered around Jordan just because how they previewed it. So it wasn't really about like the team, but like of course it's about Jordan. But like, yeah, I wish they would have dove into more Scotty shit besides like his contract and shit like that. You feel me? That was cool. And then like, yeah, more Dennis Rodman, which is cool. Like he had his own episode. Yeah, then they dived in and out. But like more like Phil, because niggas don't know Phil Jackson was smoking weed. The nigga was meditating. He
called that nigga a hippie. I thought that shit was
like,
cool.
All types of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you need more shit like that.
That's why he's a Zen master.
Zen master. Pac-Man.
Bro, like, even like the last episode when they talked about how Jordan got the steal and then Phil was like, I didn't call timeout. Because Phil Jackson doesn't call timeout. Like, nope, that was.
Let it go.
Like, just telling, like, yo, this nigga, like, how his coaching stuff. They could have really, like, dove into that, and they only really talked about like the triangle and shit once. The nigga, that's why I feel like that nigga is the best coach ever to me, because at the end of the day, like Jordan's had what's his name?
Doc Collins.
That boy, yeah, it was him, and then Phil came and implemented his offense that wasn't centered around Jordan, like you feel me? Mm-hmm. And then he did the same thing with like Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
Like, Shaq, remember, like, think about it, right? Because people are like, oh, you had Shaq. But Shaq lost, too, nigga. And, like, you feel me? And then, like, even Jordan was like, nigga, I ain't Shaq. Like, you feel me? So it's just like, like, that you need coaching to, like, really, like, elevate a fucking talent. The nigga got, Phil Jackson has, what, 11 rings in total? Like, you know what
I'm saying? Yeah, he does.
But the only thing is they like, I wanted, but the thing is too with Phil Jackson, they got to show more love to Tex Winter because the
They mentioned them.
No, but he invented the triangle offense.
Yeah, he's the architect. Yeah,
that's him. So the way even like Tex Winter's like situation now, they should. I feel like we needed an episode dedicated to Tex Winter. That was something that was missing out on that part too.
I enjoyed the. I can't find. I enjoyed the Isaiah shit. That shit was funny as hell to me. Them niggas still hate each other.
I'm glad I missed that because every time I see that meme where he was like, I was qualified, I met all the requirements, they just didn't choose me.
That nigga was so hurt.
So sad, yo. That nigga is so.
But Isaiah was a dickhead. Like he always skips over that part of the story, man.
Yeah. He was like, yo, you can't tell me he was an asshole.
Flat out. Like,
Jordan is.
Who said somebody you? Said that?
Yeah.
Jordan said that about Isaiah.
Jordan said that you can't tell me he wasn't an asshole.
Yeah. A lot of players
had that animosity towards Isaiah.
Yeah, Thomas. Larry Bird, Magic at that point, I would think.
Yeah, bro, they were out there playing. They was in the WWE or some shit. And that's the thing that baffles me, because like people hated the way the Pistons played, like in the league. Right. And that's why when older heads and these like weird people like, yeah, these young boys wouldn't even last. The niggas in the league didn't like playing like that.
Yeah, nobody. Like, unless you was on the Pistons, you ain't fuck with the Pistons like at all.
Right.
And like this, the most like that's why like I ignore this, but like even like back in the day when niggas used to fight this, like niggas saying that LeBron couldn't play in that era, it's mind boggling. Nigga, LeBron's 260, 6'9", he runs like a 4-something. Like, what are you talking
this
about?
This nigga runs like a Mack truck. Like, yeah, bro,
I just hate the whole like new generation, like old generation.
It's argument. All whack to me, bro.
It's all stupid.
Bro, who was the dude that was guarding Jordan because he was talking shit in Utah?
Byron Russell?
Bro, LeBron would have sent him to hell.
Come on now.
And people try to make the argument about like even Kevin Durant too. Like, you know,
the Kevin Durant slander has been crazy this week. I'm not feeling it.
Because the thing is, it's like, it's like, oh yeah, he wouldn't last in the 80s. I'm like, bro, first of all, he's the great, statistically, if you want to look at metrics and shit like that.
Most efficient shooter ever.
He's the greatest scorer of all time.
Yep.
If you want to look at Kevin Durant.
Somebody was like, Kevin Durant was back then. It would have brought back slavery.
He would have dulled them boys, bro.
He's a basketball anomaly.
Yo. For shooting. Let's not even talk about the Bulls. The Golden State Warriors would have beat the fucking shit out of the Pistons by 40.
No, I tell why? Nigga.
Because
no, they would have got punched in the face every
no, nigga, week. Bro, they would come down half court, and Curry and like KD would just rain on them niggas from half court from 40 feet, and they can't do nothing, bro. Like, you can't do nothing about that.
There's shit, even Draymond. Shit, if Draymond's open, he's shooting it too. Shit, nigga.
And the thing is too, because the way the Last Dance is set up too, now it's gonna start the whole revisionist history of like, all right, now the whole LeBron argument, right? Because I have my theory with after the whole documentary, I came up with this theory. It's like, okay, the better apex of a career. To me, Jordan has had the better apex in basketball ever in terms of like his career heightness, like, you know what I'm saying, like. His 7-year stretch from 88 to like 96. I'm not going to minus the 2 years he was out, whatever. It's probably the greatest basketball ever. You know what I'm saying? But like, LeBron has had the more steadier career. But LeBron's have had apexes where it's like it goes up and down, up and down. But the model of consistency is still the same. So it's like, are you going to put those three, the six finals losses against him? Because to me, Jordan played kind of some crappy ass finals teams, real talk. Like, to me, the best finals team he played was the Jazz team. Like, not even going to count the Suns team, realistically. Like, bro, like, come on.
Suns team, I think you're right.
Like, that Jazz team was really fucking
good. That's like, I don't want to stay too long on that shit because it is what it is. But that's the thing with me, like, if you look at those teams LeBron played, like
all time teams, bro.
Ridiculous, bro. He played the Golden State Warriors. Like, the Golden State Warriors is probably arguably one of the best teams out, right? You got them. Then you got the Spurs, who was up there too. They got five chips. They got legendary power forwards, legendary coach.
Emerging Kawhi. Like, come on.
They were at the peak of their dynasty because he lost to them twice.
Yeah.
So they were both like they were still winning. They were at their best, and then he lost to a 57 win Mavericks team.
And I think honestly, that's the only loss you can really like truly attribute to LeBron.
Exactly.
But the thing is, he got better.
Yeah.
Like if he has like a documentary about the decision and how he got better, that shit's gonna be insane. Because like even if you think about it, like the nigga beat KD, the nigga beat Tim Duncan and them boys. The nigga beat Curry and them boys. Like you
came back like, on them boys,
bro. That's insane. But
so I got a question too. So if there was another like documentary of an athlete, 10-part, who would you want to see?
I don't want no more 10-parts.
No more 10-parts. But if I had to,
give me a 5-part. Give me a 5-part on LeBron. Give me a 5-part on fucking. Lamar Odom. I'll take a 5-part on Lamar Odom.
I'm sorry.
Lamar Odom story.
I'll take a Tiger Woods
story. I feel like that's on the way. That has to be on the way.
That's because if you Tiger Woods, he has the makings to do a 10-part series. Like you have the makings.
We really don't know shit about Tiger Woods other than he got beat with a golf club because he was out here fucking Denny's.
It's like you think about it. You have his his younger days. Then you go to the 96 Open. And after that, you go to him and Nike. And then you go to, like, the brand. Then his back.
Yeah.
Cheating on his wife. He fucking sucks. Perk 30 now, hours.
Now he's back decent again?
The Masters. Like, he changes the whole game up. And then it's the Masters. It ends at the Masters. That's a fire 10-part documentary.
I can't find. Yo. I kind of want to see a Kobe Shaq one.
I would love. Maybe I would like love a Kobe part. Shaq one.
I don't. Yeah. I don't think
they could definitely do a 5-part on Kobe Shaq.
I don't think. I personally don't think that's gonna happen because of the situation
with Kobe.
That occurred. So that.
You can't really go into that. I don't mention that.
I don't think that. That's
going you can't happen. Yeah, because that was really the reason why they stopped fucking with each other.
You don't want, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Maybe Iverson Doc. I mean,
I wouldn't take a 5-part. I would take a 3-part on the Celtics Laker back and forth for like those 3 years.
They have
the Kobe.
Oh, fuck them Celtics teams,
nigga. I hate them.
No, I wouldn't because they suck. I'll watch it.
I wouldn't take a 5-part. I just take a 3-part, you know, or a 2-part.
But we need that. We need that Tiger Woods documentary though. Bad.
Yeah, that might be good. That might be good. That nigga, what? Come fuck 6ix9ine.
That nigga was in Lido Beach, man. Like
that's 20 minutes away.
That's what I'm saying. Like
they like, wanted why? Him to die. They wanted him to die, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like why? Imagine, you know, I could have seen the headlines too. Like he's going to Cherry Valley to get a fucking coyote. You
know, the only reason I bring that up because Adam 22, he had an interview on No Jumper with like niggas that were non-trade, and they were explaining the situation.
What was the saying? Like,
basically, long story short, like he like 6ix9ine finagled those niggas, and like I think what happened was is that they thought they always had the upper hand on that nigga. Like you,
they
feel
never
me?
Really did.
They never did because they didn't understand. Because like they were all really street niggas, and they didn't get any aspect of what's going on. Because the nigga was like how he came home out of jail, and he was just like how they was like they had this nigga like yo, he's trying to like need help with his music, blah blah blah. So I guess when they realized, like, oh, he can get us out of our situation and make us money, they was like, oh, okay. But they thought, like, because a lot of shit he was doing, they didn't really understand. Like, they didn't know what the fuck he was doing. You feel me? And then, like...
They thought it was just hip, like, regular, like, hip-hop, like, fake
like
shit.
Like, funny shit. Like punk type shit.
Cause he was saying like at the end of the day, like he was like out 6ix9ine, like when he looks back at it, like 6ix9ine always had a plan or a strategy and he was doing things for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like dumb niggas, they were just trying to look for a come up and they didn't understand the severity of the situation. Like,
right. Like
I get it, but like that type of shit, you can't even play with that type of shit. Cause they don't I don't even think they understand how like hip hop police work.
Right.
You feel me?
Oh yeah.
They're so always like, watching, bro.
When you're doing that, you're in a different spotlight. You feel me? And like, honestly, like they fucked themselves up because they started beefing over the nigga and like who was getting how much money and all this other shit. Like, you feel me? And like, I feel like niggas were saying like, oh, why did he snitch on X, Y, and Z? And I'm like, the nigga gonna snitch regardless. Like, he's not a gangster. Like, niggas
he really had no loyalty to them.
Niggas that are gangsters snitch on people. You feel me? And the nigga that non-Trey that sent Mel Murray to jail, like that was like a nigga that was in non-Trey forever, and he sent Mel Murray to jail. So like, if a nigga like that was in non-Trey and he sent Mel Murray up, what is a kid like 6ix9ine gonna do? So when 6ix9ine did that, he didn't even think twice about that shit. He's like, I'm snitching.
Yeah, you really had nothing to lose, honestly. Like, you know,
yeah, and honestly, like him going so crazy about the. I want to ask everybody first: how long do you think this thing is gonna last? This 6ix9ine situation in terms of like him saying he's the hottest and like
a year,
a year,
a year.
A year
because all them shits, everything is fake, bro. The numbers is fake, the views, like people aren't interested like they're saying, bro. It's all bought by the label. Like,
yeah.
Yes. All of it. It's all fake, bro.
What do you think, Bobby? What do you think, Bobby?
I think it's over already. I feel like people just don't really care. Like, niggas ain't really talking about it on timeline. Like, I seen him, because I follow Axe, so I seen him, like, do multiple shit about, like, the Billboard and shit, and niggas aren't reacting to it. The only people that's really reacting to it is, like, the Dick Rider, like, verified check niggas that's trying to, like, get some clout. But the other niggas, like, we not talking about it on timeline. Like, nobody really cares, and nobody's really interested in that. So it's just like, that shit is like dead in the water. His relevance is here, and he'll be here for like an hour and shit like that. And like probably the Dick Riders, like the white kids, they'll probably like that shit. But like, as far as like what he needs from us and our community, because we make shit hot. So we say what is hot and what's not. Mm-hmm. Niggas ain't paying him no mind. Like niggas ain't even like entertaining that shit no more.
Yeah. I ain't even heard the song. What about you,
how long you think?
I think it's going to last about a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because it was an interesting. I mean, people wanted to hear his story when he came out of jail. It was he's a compelling figure. You know what I'm saying? He knows how to work the internet to his own personal gain or whatever the case may be. But I think in terms of the music and stuff like that, I think people are just tired of the same shit. Once you put out the same product all the time and you don't expand your sound, then like people are just gonna get tired of the same shit.
Right.
So that's what I think it is at this point. Like his shit's getting saturated now. So
right.
once
it's redundant, this, right?
It's redundant. So once that's why I think to me, he like if I said if he were ever going to come back, he should have just did the Spanish tip, switched, you know what I'm saying? Like just do Spanish songs at that point.
I honestly thought that would have been the best move. But like you guys said, it's over for him regardless because exactly what Bobby said. The only people that care are the verified check niggas, and those people care on Instagram. They don't care enough to actually listen to the song to actually get you some type of revenue. They don't care enough to buy the merch to actually get you some type of revenue. They don't care to go to your show to get you some type of revenue.
Well,
they just care to be in that comment
section. Shows, right?
And that's easy. Exactly. And we in the middle of coronavirus.
He's gonna be in the most bumblefuck cities, bro. Like,
bro,
he's gonna be in Oklahoma. Nebraska, crazy,
bro. Like, he'll forever be able to get bread. But he, like, I think that
I don't know about all that.
But
forever be able to get bread.
Well, he'll get for a while. He'll be able to make some money. But I think the thing about him is like. With his music, I think people at the time was like enjoying it because it's like a mystery that he could be gangster. He could be doing these things. And that was his persona. Like, oh, nigga, we gonna spank you. But now we know you don't have any goons behind you. You not doing the spanking. So it's like, it's not believable. You're saying like, right. I'm gonna shoot up the chicken spot. No, you're not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Doughboy was... Doughboy like played it. Was like, yo, y'all really gonna let this nigga get away with this shit? Like, we know he's not shooting up no chicken spot. Like, and that's the thing in terms of it's already over. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you already dropped the first song. Yeah, it got all those plays. It got all those views, stuff like that, because it's shock value. We cannot believe that you are right here in front of us dancing. We cannot believe that you are actually free, like, and that you're actually saying these things. Okay, cool. Once the shock value is over and the novelty is over, what do you have? You have nothing, because we're not going to listen to your music because the music's not believable. And two, nobody really liked you that much or likes you that much as a person. And I just want to say one thing to everybody's like, yo, what would you do if the people tried to set up your mom or like fuck your baby mom or tried to kidnap you? My nigga, if they didn't do that, he would have snitched regardless.
Right.
He would have snitched regardless. So it's like, what does it even matter if they did all those things? If they were still in, if he was still put in that position, he would have folded regardless. So it doesn't even matter.
I don't like when people are trying to make it seem like he wasn't doing anything either. Like, he was very involved and he was sending hits.
He was sending hits out on people.
Yeah, on camera.
Yeah, on camera. And like, that's the most mind-boggling shit to me too, because it's like, you were sending hits. So it's like, Don't act like you weren't doing anything. But I get from the aspect like, yeah, they were trying to kill you, but like, and you don't owe them no loyalty because
why would I be loyal to you on inside if you're not loyal to me on the street?
But I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, he can fool them, but he can't fool me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he gonna have to keep moving too.
Yeah, it's true.
Facts.
Bro, they
had to move twice already.
Already,
yeah.
They and that's only in quarantine. Hold on. We are in quarantine.
We're imagine supposed when to niggas be is outside our house,
and niggas found them twice. Imagine when we're outside. Yo, it's gonna be over. It's over.
He got to move to like Montana or something, bro. They can't keep him in the tri-state.
Definitely not.
Can't.
Yeah. Sad, man. It's not sad.
Alright, y'all. Y'all wanna? Y'all got any final words and remarks before we head out?
Shouts to Jill Scott.
Yeah.
Yo, I wanted to say why do people like? I just want to say. A lot of times, people assume that people be.
I got something to talk about, but go ahead.
Like people be like, "Yo, like fat shaming stuff like that." We love Jill Scott. What do you mean? Like
I see people saying that during the battles, like, why y'all niggas hate Lizzo, but y'all love Jill Scott? I'm like, yo,
Scott's not annoying. She's not nasty. Like, she's not annoying and nasty. Like,
Jill Scott is going to go take a walk in the park, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's brought nothing but peace to our lives, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jill Scott. I love you.
But the thing I feel like we should talk about, though, before we leave is the Ludacris Nelly shit.
That battle could have been closer. I'm sorry, bro. I still ride with Nelly, man.
Yo, them niggas wasn't even playing. Yo, a lot. Yo, Nelly was playing his favorite songs.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, everyone didn't hear that shit. Nigga played a song, Nigga played a song with Chance the Rapper, man. Like, nigga, get that shit the fuck out.
That was ludicrous.
Here,
that was ludicrous.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, dude, he lost Nelly for that.
Nelly played a song produced by Plies. I wanna take your baby. You could be my baby. No, some bullshit.
Doo doo baby.
Dude,
that shit was garbage. Nah, man.
But yeah, but like that nigga Ludacris looks so disinterested in that whole shit, and I feel like that's the thing about Nelly though, because like Nelly has a lot of like great shit, but then he has a lot of mid shit, and like the mid shit is like what gets the old white hip hop heads mad because like they hear that shit and they're like, oh, that nigga trash, da da da. Like Nelly, the thing that got bothered me about that whole shit is like the white people like. I don't understand like what they think 2000 rap is, because I remember around that time, like that's when it kind of shifted into the area where, like, hip hop is dead. That around that time, when Nelly and them came around, like Nelly had Hot in Here, he had Dilemma, he had all these hits, but like I didn't realize it as a kid how like maybe the older people were perceiving it, like, you know what I'm saying? But like that's the time before like you even had social media and shit like that, so it was just like. That shit, it wasn't like Nelly was getting played on some bullshit. Like, Nelly was getting paid on 106 and Park.
It was everywhere.
It was in the clubs. Like, I don't understand how niggas would, like, say, like, Nelly was just, like, pure trash. Like, I don't understand it.
They got that dude.
It's because
yeah, they were just like...
They only remembered Nelly after Apple Bottom Jeans. That's the reason why. They don't remember Nelly really controlling like a whole aspect of hip hop. Like the Saint Lunatics were hip hop at a point. Like they were bigger than Rockefeller at a point. Like yo, they were like
only dudes moving hip hop.
Murphy Lee was that nigga.
I thought Murphy Lee was next up.
He was my favorite.
What the hook gonna be? Oh, y'all need a fucking hook on this beat.
That's on the.
That's what nigga Paul.
And then it was like even like Nelly, like when you think about like grills, like when you think about like, the early 2000s, you think about like Nelly and shit like that. And like my thing is like Nelly had some whack music, but he had some very, very, very good music. I feel like Country Grammar is one of the best rap songs ever.
Flat out, it is.
Like, bro, because like even like the video, because like the all right, you got the concept. You like it's a song so good you don't realize it's about a drive by, right? Then you're giving the St. Louis culture of like, you know, black people, even though it's like the Midwest, but it's country and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at the video, that is like one of the biggest like moments in hip hop, just because he had like 100,000 people on one fucking block, and then he had the fucking old school cars, and he had the black people doing the cookout. Like that shit was so cool, man, bro. Like I don't understand how you cannot like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Like, no, yeah, bro. Nigga gave us tip drill, bro.
Yeah, honest, man, but that's the thing. A lot of times people really don't realize that because they never lived in it. You know what I mean? It's easy to remember it when you lived it and you remember when that was happening. It's harder to remember shit when you had to go back to it and you probably only saw it once or twice. You know what I mean? A lot of these people really did not grow up with Nelly. Nelly was the first album I bought. The first two albums I bought were not even albums. They were like cassettes, and they were Nelly, Country Grammar, and fucking classic. Usher My Way when he was in the fucking classic stairs with the, I got with that the fucking too beanie on. Yo,
yo, my first cassette I got, real New York shit, man. I got Deja Vu, Uptown Baby.
Oh, you mad Puerto Rican, bro.
Oh my god.
If it wasn't
that
Uptown Baby, Uptown Baby,
Johnson and Queens,
Space Stadium.
Yep. You know, yeah,
that's right. What it do? I'm from
Big Queens. Big Queens.
But my thing.
What's the first album you bought, Bobby?
The first album I bought.
It could be a cassette.
I can't. I don't think I bought anything. Like I had a lot of. My mom used to buy me all the bootleg shit. So like the first shit I was listening to was like a lot of like Cash Money, like and Hot Boys and shit like that. But it was a cassette. But it was like on like I had this like fake ass computer. And you take the cassette and you would put it in the computer on some wild shit. Matter of fact, it was a CD, but it was like a fake ass computer. And I would put it in there. Then like around that time, I had like Get Rich or Die Trying, bootleg.
Yeah, that was the first. That was the first album I bought with like my own like allowance money. Like, mom, I want to go to the store and like I need this album. Like I need this album.
Like right, I don't think I ever like physically like went and bought a CD. Like the only CD like I remember buying was like a Little Kim CD, and that was because like we were like in Maryland and we was with all my cousins and we was in the store, so I just seen the album and we got that shit, and then like we played it in the car and Little Kim was wilding and my mom was like, she's saying what, and we took it.
Nah, that's crazy, man.
I remember my mom was like, make sure we get the clean version. Version.
You gotta go to Walmart for the clean version.
No, damn, because like at that time, like I never like bought anything. I was on that type of song forever. So like when I got to like ninth, eighth grade, we was on LimeWire and shit like that. You feel me? And I was going.
Shout out to the LimeWire.
LimeWire had everything.
Digital Drip.
AOLmusic.com.
LimeWire had mad porn, nigga.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, but I did go to www.
Yo, shout out to everybody who got cranked that on LimeWire.
Bro, for real.
You know what I mean?
So I remember I tried to download, first time I heard Soulja Boy, bro, I tried to download Money on My Mind by Lil Wayne. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit, my nigga?
That shit Gwent, though.
Bro,
I'm like, yeah, the thing is, too, I kept it on my shit. I said, nah, because this shit is annoying. And then I downloaded a second song. I downloaded another Lil Wayne song. And then his shit came up again. I said, yo, what the fuck is this?
You know he was doing that shit on purpose, too. Like, he was
That's
crazy. That's wild marketing.
Like, he said he would dub, like, just popular albums, too. Like, so if you downloaded anything off the Carter, too, you were, like, the chance, bro, of you getting them.
I would download movies off that shit. I would download Smack DVDs. I would I downloaded so much shit on that shit, bro. And like I was trying to get into that shit the other like a while ago, but that computer don't work anymore, so I was tight.
Yeah. It's really incredible what the internet was before like
social media,
like before social media, and just a mere 10 years ago what the internet was and what social media was versus 20 years ago when we were using it. And it may have been, we may be able to call that the apex, just because you really could have done whatever the fuck you wanted on the internet, and it really didn't last forever at that point.
Niggas were like now, different people.
That's when it was the Wild completely West. Facts.
It really was the Wild West, and it's really just get it how you live. But now it's kind of like anything you do really does live on the internet forever. 15 years ago, you could have got away with it. You really could have got away with it.
Yeah, man.
Good times. Better times. Facts.
Yeah, pops on blast, man.
Pops on blast. Revenge porn. Revenge porn, basically.
Bro, revenge porn wasn't even a thing then. You know like, what I'm saying?
That's why. That's the reason for revenge porn laws now.
Bro, because pops on blast, bro. I won't forget. I saw.
They had hella joints from the town on there. Just because niggas were snowed in. I remember. Yo,
it's how cars. Yo. It's how cars with sidekicks.
Bro, who would have thought a snow day, bro, would change the way.
Snow day changed everything. Nigga, going back to school after pops on blast was crazy. Like, damn, Shaw, y'all seen your whole insides. It's wild.
Niggas used to send, like, different girls on T-mail and shit like that. And just, like them giving wild top and shit.
Bro, yeah, man.
I'm like, yeah, that shit was wild back then.
That's what I'm saying. That shit was the dark ages, nigga.
Bro, but no, the thing is, too, like, when you get it, honestly, it was worse. Because once shit spread in your school first. So, like, once it hit the school, once it hit your school, then you knew at a point it was going to hit everywhere else.
Nigga, you ain't have no pops on blast, bitches.
You didn't know I popped. Nah, I ain't going to say who was on pops. No, there was a couple of New High Park joints on pops on blast in there. Yes, there was. That I ain't going to front.
Nigga, I ain't going to white bitches in there.
No. It was some Spanish joints. Like this, because the Spanish joints used to, Spanish joints in New High Park used to run through.
Nigga, did you just pull it up, man?
Yeah, exactly.
I smell cat.
The Spanish joints, no funny shit. The Spanish joints would run through like the dudes from Queens and shit, like the St. Francis Prep boys and shit. So they would be on there. They'd be on that one, like the St. Francis Prep joint, and that shit used to be bad, bro.
Nah, that's craziness, man.
Shit used to be bad.
Dark times. Best of times was the worst of times.
It'd be sad when you see people try to bring shit like that back. Just be like, damn, my nigga, like...
Yeah, bro, revenge porn is black. Funny. It's
like, you 36!
You want like, one, you want six.
Like, when you're 17 or whatever, it's not good, but it's a little bit more...
You understand, it.
Like, yeah, you frustrated and you have a lot of angst in you, my boy. Like, you don't understand what you're doing. If you're 35, you better get your grown ass
paying taxes credit. And shit.
You paying taxes, nigga. How you have a 401k in setting up revenge porn Instagram?
Yo, DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, DeJounte Murray, yo, sicko.
Bro, he's an idiot.
I think he'd be going outside, bro.
Sad. Bro.
Yeah,
is that the one that recorded his girlfriend and put on his close friends?
Nah, bro, that's Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray.
Oh, okay.
He was wilding too.
When it comes to bitches, is Sage the Gemini, Jason Derulo.
How is Sage the Gemini?
You know what's so funny? Them two niggas, same woman.
Oh, yeah, Jordan. Nigga. Bro, what?
Jordan Sparks, bro.
Nah, we got to talk about her.
Jason Derulo.
I had that fire.
So shout out Jason Derulo because he's going crazy right now. You feel me?
TikTok.
Like, basically he dated what the fuck is
Jordan
name?
Sparks.
Jordan Sparks.
Yeah, and then she said like, yo, basically the nigga's like crazy. Like, nigga,
who Jason Derulo?
Yeah, like man insecure, like on that wild shit. He looks like one of those niggas. The Sage the Gemini nigga, he was like crazy and saying wild shit to her and like all types of crazy shit. I don't know if he hit her and it was like that, but I know he was bugging on her. And then that nigga did the same thing to Caitlyn, the one that used to go out with Joe Button. Sage the Gemini.
Oh shit! Yes.
Oh, he went out. Too. Oh yeah.
Yes, I remember this. Yes.
Oh, Caitlyn Garcia.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was like a whole thing with Sage the Gemini. And then he had another girlfriend. He was bugging out on her, but she wasn't as popular. But like that's like his thing. Like he just be bugging.
I remember when he was crying over Jordan Sparks. He was like she put out like a phone call. This nigga, he was on the phone.
Oh yeah.
Crying. I'm like, damn.
You know, it'd be wild when you see these celebrity couples and then the women put out videos or audio of the nigga doing like some real wild shit. Like when the shit with Sheck West came out and
Justin, I can't believe niggas are defending the video, him, bro.
Of him jumping over the gate and doing all that wild shit. I'm like, yo, these niggas is really not their personas.
He has to be wild out on her.
Yeah, he
was wilding, bro.
Pretty much, it's confirmed. I'm not gonna say that she's lying. Like, I'm not gonna say that she's lying about some shit like that. You know,
I'll take it out here, sad, man.
But at the same time, a fucking what's his name, Goldlink was a clown. So it was just like, I don't really know.
Yo,
I think I'll be jamming though. I can't hold you.
Yeah,
the album is jamming.
We're gonna have a conversation one of these days about something that I'm gonna say off air.
But the thing is, yo, Jordan Sparks got some good ass pussy like that though.
She might have that fire, bro.
Oh my god.
Yo, come on, you can tell she got that. You can tell she got that just because off rip she used to be a big girl. And
yo,
she lost all
girls,
that weight.
Girls just,
so, come on.
They
you
girls
know,
got fine.
You know she got that. So she got that yum, yum, that yum.
She got that insecure
yum,
box, bro.
Yum, yum.
It's fat girl.
Yo, Jasmine Sullivan's another one. You know she got that.
Oh, yeah.
You know Jasmine Sullivan got that.
That Javante Murray nigga. That nigga was like stalking Yellow Doll and shit.
Who?
Who's Yellow Doll?
She was like a famous bartender, bitch. She's like brown skin.
So many dolls. They like Power Rangers, bro.
Facts. This Yellow Doll, China Doll, Asia Doll.
Chinese doll.
I don't know if you remember, but like, you know the little Uzi video that dropped with Quasiat?
Yeah, Quasiat.
Yeah.
All right. So like, if you go watch that video, this nigga, little Uzi name dropped Yellow Doll, and then it's like a bartender scene, and it's like a girl shaking her ass.
That's her?
But sorry, Devontae Murray's a basketball player.
Yeah, he's supposed to NBA Young Boy's ex, the main one he was with.
Oh, that
under
was
a fake
was,
under fake NBA this. Young Boy accounts, which is like double weird.
Wait, hold on. Devontae Murray was posting NBA Young Boy's ex,
which he dated. He dated her, but like he tried to expose her under fake NBA Young Boy accounts.
Wow,
sicko mode.
Who found it out? How did they find that out?
Nigga, she found it out. She was like, yo, this nigga's lame, bro. Like,
yo, that's insane.
Imagine being in the league and you got to do some lame shit like that, bro.
Yo, I don't understand these niggas with multi-million dollar contracts doing real lame shit for mediocre women.
I mean, all money do is just show who you really are, nigga. These niggas be lame from jump, you know? So
he got to get cut. From that, my nigga.
No, the other nigga on the team about to take his spot. What's the nigga? White? Leonard White? The nigga with the dreads.
The thing is, my nigga, one, why are you exposing girls?
No, Lonnie White, Lonnie Walker, I mean.
First of all, you sharing minutes with Patty Mills, my nigga.
Hey, Patty Mills is a bucket, nigga. Don't
like,
do that.
I hate people who disrespect Patty Mills.
He's a bucket.
Patty Mills is nice, but I'm saying, like, nigga, you splitting minutes. Like you're not a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Popovich don't give a fuck. Popovich will get you out of here.
Like, come on, bro. And the thing is, too, it's just like my nigga. He's a good player. He's not like he's a shitty player. He's a good player. It's just like my nigga. Ever since he tore his ACL, it's been the shit with him with the bitches, bro. He's just been fucking up.
Yeah.
It's a sad thing to see. But but Tyler, you might be right about that though, about that fat girl coochie and a skinny girl's body.
That's a fact.
Yo, she lost mad weight. Of course. Yo, she got that. She got that. Cause come on, she got that.
Yeah. Cause
she takes good care of herself. You have to think about it, right? If you were a big girl to a skinny girl, for whatever
reason, you've seen both sides of the
story. Right. You've seen both sides of it, but also you take care of yourself a little bit. Actually, let me not even say that. You eat healthier now. You eat healthier now, right? So come on,
man. This nigga,
you know, thing flowing like a faucet.
I just cracked the matrix on niggas, man.
Hey, come on, man. Get shorty that got you a 25-week transformation value.
I'm going through her Instagram right now.
Heat.
I get it.
You see the vision, like.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. She's fine. Shout out to her.
Oh man.
These niggas lost.
On the beach. You know what I'm saying? The picture of her on the beach.
Hey man. Hey man.
Yes sir. Yo, that's what I'm saying.
It's like that picture of Lori Harvey when she had the camel toe, and I was like, niggas, y'all see what I see, nigga.
This nigga is on demon time.
Oh yeah, speaking of that, yo, Future album is whack.
Whack?
Whack.
No, I get it. Whack. Honestly,
I would call it mid, but I wouldn't say whack.
He's unmotivated, bro.
He's in love.
Yeah, he's unmotivated. He's not. Nah, Van is right. He's unmotivated, bro.
Unmotivated Future's the worst shit ever, man.
The perfect metallic, the purple metallic coming out tomorrow.
Which ones? Which ones? Jordan
Sparks is really.
Fuck sneakers app, my nigga. Fuck that app, my nigga. Just the worst, bro. I'm not a point, nigga, where like. I just been taking L's on that shit the past couple weeks, like for no reason, my nigga.
Yeah, man. Fuck that app.
Wrap it up, B.
Yo, I'm out of here. It's your boy Rios, man. You know what I'm saying? Signing off in this piece. You
know man. We out of here. Quarantine Boys.
Quarantine Boys Volume. Fizz
off. All right, yo. We're going to holler at y'all. And we out.
It's your boy, Ty Johnson. Holler at me. You dig.
Peace, love, and soul.
You dig. Holler at you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.